so we worked out something special since we have the beautiful Jen Lee from WFLA here. You are a stellar anchor. You are cool under pressure. Ooh. You have poise. You have professionalism. And you deliver the news with integrity. We're about to throw all of that out the window.
Great.
As you have us test our field reporting skills.
Oh, okay.
We would ask our listeners to judge each of us fairly yet harshly on our ability to think on our feet as you toss a news story to a field reporter one at a time. Could be a story, any story of your liking. And I love how the anchors will ask questions of the reporter out in the field.
Oh, sure.
Say, Steve Jervey, did you notice that? Well, I don't know. I'm just the weather guy.
Right.
You know, so we will see how well we can think on our feet extemporaneously, if we will. Seth, would you like to go first?
Sure.
Okay, good. So you want me to just make up a breaking news scenario
yes.
and toss to my reporter in the field?
Yes, and your reporter in the field, Seth Kushner, will be doing his best to inform people.
I can't believe I have to go first.
Yes, you do. You have to scare the hell out of people because that's your job. A scared viewer will stay tuned during the commercial breaks.
Oh, okay. So this is terrifying news.
Well,
of
I mean,
some kind.
Terrifying, but with a
oh,
with
I
a comical twist.
I have something in mind.
Okay.
I have something in mind.
Oh no.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. We interrupt this broadcast on 102.5 The Bone to go directly to our affiliate, WFLA, where Jen Lee has breaking news. Jen?
We do have breaking news to report right now. A unicorn is on the loose on Ulmerton Road. I want to go right to our reporter in the field. Seth is there on the ground. Seth, can you see the unicorn now?
Jen, I can hear you. I am with the unicorn right now. We have named the unicorn Sally. If you just give me a second. I'm trying to get with the unicorn. The unicorn was rolling down Ulmerton. It stopped off at one of those very shady nightclubs.
Seth, let me
yes.
interrupt you.
Oh,
you
yes,
said
yes.
rolling down Ulmerton. Is the
yes.
unicorn in a vehicle or on skates of some kind? What do you mean?
Yes, the unicorn is on skates, and it did hitch a ride in an Uber. I did just talk to the Uber driver a few minutes ago. He said the unicorn did not pay the tab, but it's okay. Okay, he's very unicorn friendly, Jen.
Wow. So unicorn on skates,
yes.
hops a ride with an Uber driver
yes.
who drops said unicorn off on Ulmerton Road. What's next? What are authorities going to do?
Authorities are just going to follow the unicorn. The unicorn has been asking people that are waiting for the bus on Ulmerton if they have any weed. I'm trying to confirm that right now. Those are just loose reports, but right now the unicorn is trying to get high.
The unicorn talks?
The unicorn does talk 7 languages, none of them English at all, but I can still decipher what he's saying.
Fascinating, Seth.
Thank you.
Thank you for that live
report. Is that all you need, Jen?
That's all I need for now. Go back and do some additional reporting,
please.
Thank
you very much.
See, if you were a professional reporter, you would have said, I'm Seth Kushner, live on the scene on Ulmerton, where there have been reports. Back to you in the studio,
wow.
Jen.
Wow.
I just
want to... saying, dude.
No, I sucked, but I loved your scenario, Jen.
That was
awesome.
Good.
Yeah, that was great.
Scenario. Unicorn.
Man, that was so
really good.
Woo, I just...
That could happen.
All right, now
wow.
we're going to see how well Soul Brother Kevin thinks on his feet.
Hold on.
He's just risen to his feet. Jen, that was a great scenario. Seth, you roll with that. Very well.
I think I did an awful job, but
no, you were good.
I was thinking the whole time what an awesome scenario that was.
That was pretty cool.
You wish. You wish. You would tune in for news like that.
Absolutely.
Every night. Unicorn, Pegasus, Nessie, Yeti, whatever you've got. All right. So here is Soul Brother Kevin, your on-the-spot reporter.
Okay.
We now bring it to Jen Lee live in the WFLA news desk.
We have some breaking news to report right now. We have a shark on Bayshore Boulevard. The flooding there has taken over. You've seen the reports on social media. Maybe you don't believe they're true, but that shark is swimming down Bayshore Boulevard as we speak. Our own reporter, Kevin, is on the scene right now. Kevin, you do know how to swim, right?
Yes, I do. And let me tell you, this water is cold. I am attempting to get an interview with the shark as well. Oh, I've lost my pants. Oh, my goodness. I need just a headshot right now. Jen, this shark is crazy.
Oh, my. You have to stay safe, Kevin. You do know. Safety first. Now, tell me, what do you see around you? Is the shark a danger to you
okay,
or to people? I mean, you're not wearing pants
right,
now. I'm worried
okay,
about
all
you.
All I see right now is a pool of blood, and I'm attempting to get out of the pool of blood because the shark is now in a frenzy, and I don't think I'm going to be able to finish this report. I'm going to kick it back to you. I'm going to find my pants and get out of this water.
Kevin, thank you for that report. We'll check back within you, hopefully, in a little bit. Wow. That took a hard left turn there for a second.
I had decided that whatever you kicked to me, I was going to immediately lose my pants.
Wow.
Like a true professional.
Right.
All right.
When art imitates life.
Okay,
that's what's happening.
Oh, you got to let Nikki go before you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Ladies first. All right.
Oh, what, Nikki? Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm going to fail at this.
No.
Nikki, you're usually very soft spoken. I need you to deliver this in a very emphatic yet professional way.
Okay, get ready for me to fail.
All right, I am, always.
I'm going to try not to have another animal on the loose on a strange street in
Tampa Bay. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Jen. So far, we got a shark and a unicorn. I would say you're doing great. So here we go. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you Jen Lee live at the WFLA News Desk.
We have some breaking news to report right now. We have pandemonium at the new outlet mall in Tampa. It appears that they are giving all of their items away for free. Let's go to our reporter live on the scene. Nikki, is this possible?
Hi, Jenna. I'm down here and it is. It is crazy. There's people looting, breaking in. They're like breaking out windows, trying to get to these items. They want their lipstick. They want their Coach bags. It's madness.
Let me just get something straight, Nikki. If they're giving it away for free, why do they have to loot?
They only have a certain number. They're only giving away 50 items per store.
Oh, so it's like SmackDown, WW something.
Yeah, they're clotheslining bitches up in this place.
Wow.
I don't think you can say bitches on television.
Oh, is there a delay? Maybe we can beat that. I don't know. My news director's on the phone.
Good job, Nikki.
Thank you.
Nikki.
Good job. All right. Whew.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting into my persona here.
Right, Jen, you are great on the fly with these scenarios.
Yeah, I tell you, you roll with the punches,
wow.
Jen.
Wow. Does this make you nervous about the news that we actually report?
No, it lets me know
that this, like, fake news just rolls off the
tongue. That's true. You could be
so
doing
easily.
This every night. Like, just all these stories could be made up,
yeah,
and
Keith
we wouldn't know.
Yeah, Keith and I are sitting on the set going, what should we say now?
All right, here I am. I'm ready. All right, I'm your field reporter, Drew Garabo. We now interrupt this program to bring you Jen Lee live at the WFLA News Desk.
We have some breaking news to report right now. It appears we are getting preliminary reports that a fight has broken out near Amalie Arena, and it seems that it could be between two patrons, one from Chicago, one from New York. Is it possible they're dueling over pizza? I don't know. Let's go to our reporter live on the scene. Drew, what do you know?
Hi, Jen. Thank you very much. I am reporting live at the Amalie Arena, home of the Tampa Bay Lightning. You won't believe this, but in the food court, they are serving what is called pizza, but is actually some deep dish casserole. A very good New Yorker has taken it upon himself, Jen, to defend the good name of pizza and has shoved the Chicago fans into the hot grease in the fryer. It is burning him, third degree burns all over his face, but he deserves it because he called something pizza that is not actually pizza, Jen.
Does the New York fan realize that Chicago is the reigning Stanley Cup champion team? Does he really want to pick that fight?
A really weird thing for a Tampa Bay anchor to say, Jen, but yes, I think he does realize that. Me being a supporter of the Tampa Bay Lightning, I refuse to admit that the Blackhawks did beat us. I am Drew Garabo. I'll kick it back to you in the studio, Jen.
And please understand, folks at home, that Drew's position does not represent that of WFLA. We tell the truth. We report the news.
Oh
we
gosh.
Are also Tampa Bay Lightning fans. However,
it's exhausting.
The truth is the truth.
The truth is out there.
Jen, is it strange that we all seem very panicked when we were reporting?
I know. Is that how you see our reporters in the field?
Like, no.
Oh my gosh, there's a unicorn. I lost my pants.
We are not cut out for the business that you're in.
I know. You have to, the calm under pressure is an important facet of the job.
They're clotheslining bitches up in here. That was my favorite.
That's actually a line I've been waiting to deliver for 23 years in the business, and Nikki stole it from me.
Go ahead, man. Do it every day.
I know. Again, people would watch that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I would every single night. You can catch Jen Lee every single afternoon. You're on at 5:30 now?
5:30, 7:11. Plenty of opportunities.
So much Jen on your TV, and that's our good friends at WFLA Channel 8, where you can also see me on daytime with my good friend Cindy Edwards and Jerry Pinacoli every Friday morning, should you care to. I know a lot of soccer moms do. And tonight, you are featuring Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago everything.
Chicago everything. Candace McCowan is there. She's going to give us a slightly less panicked report on what she sees. But, you know, who knows? Maybe it could be wild.
Could be. I have a newfound respect for all those field reporters, I'll tell you that much.